Blog Talk Radio.
Talk. My name is Jason McKean, and this is a show about accessing your inner wizard and aligning yourself to the magic of creation and moving forward in your life. Greetings. It's a Thursday night. I usually do this about 3 o'clock, but it's the evening time, and I felt that I needed to do this. Tomorrow I will be on the air subbing my sister's radio show, Transformations with Tara Sutphen. And I thought, you know what, you still need to do your show too, man. You know, it's like I can do more than one radio show a week. And so I asked my wife, it's like, what can I talk about? And she just kind of sleepily threw out, oh, personal growth, you know. And I'm like, that's a great topic, personal growth. You know, who doesn't go through that? You know, who doesn't go through the need for growing, you know? And it's like, there's a lot to talk about, actually, with that. Before I dive too deep, my website, Jason D. McKean, JasonDMckean.com. And that has my reading schedule in Los Angeles. And I am at the Green Man store in North Hollywood, NoHo, on Sundays and Tuesdays. And also in Santa Monica at Kathmandu Boutique on Wednesdays. And then this Saturday, there's a community gathering there at Kathmandu, and the women who own it and run it, they're making food, authentic Nepalese cuisine. I believe it's all vegetarian, and some yummy chai to wash it down. And all you have to do is, it's a donation. It's like, you know, like $10 or something like that. That's what they generally ask for, but just make sure you bring your own plate, your own utensil, and your own cup. But you know, it's like really, really great food. It's really, really good. And then that's all day, and I'll be reading too. I'll just be in off in my little corner there, corner room, and I will read all day from like about 2 o'clock to probably about 11 o'clock at night. So it'll be a long day, you know, but it's always fun gathering. Love the people, love the community that comes. And so that'll be happening there. And then I just inked a classroom date for Bakersfield on July 13th, which is a Saturday, and I'll do a 2-hour class, a Tarot class. And I don't know what it is yet. I don't know what it's called, but it'll be one that's, you know, very experiential. I want my participants to read, you know. I don't want to have to talk for 2 hours. I want people to tap into their own intuitive powers and strut their stuff. You know, strut their intuitive stuff and just put it out there. So that's kind of what's happening for now. I'm also teaching a beginning class, a basic tarot class in Simi Valley at the Healing Oak Crystals, and that's, I know one's coming up June 6th in the evening, like 6:30 to 8:30, something like that. And that's a really fun class. You know, sometimes I resist just like doing the basic, tarot stuff. It's like, this is the swords, this is the wands. But, we're all at different levels, and sometimes it's good to go to the basics there for myself, so that I don't lose touch with the tarot. Not that I'm worried about that, but sometimes one can be too much in their head about it, because I've been reading professionally for about 6 or 7 years now, and there's always a temptation to, like, say, oh, I'm really good at this. I'm really great at it, and then start to lose one's connection. And I think that one has to, keep sharp, keep in tune, so that you don't lose the connection with spirit, that you don't get too much in your own ego about it. That's a thing, with all professions. It's just like the I don't want to, like, get too wrapped up in successes, or even failures too. It's just like, keep doing the work. I know that there's people that I talk to that they can be at any station of life. They can be in a very kind of humbling situation for themselves, and where by taking the time with them, seeing them, it's like it means a lot to them. Right, so let's talk about personal growth. I did pull just like two cards, not because I'm being lazy. It's just I wanted to keep the cards, like, open, just clear, to, like, because I don't put these cards back in the deck when I ask questions. But I pulled a card that just kind of jumped out just right immediately, the Judgment card. And when I say it jumped out, I don't mean that it literally jumped out. I was just thinking of a card that encapsulated, like, the idea of solidly expressing personal growth. And the Judgment card is one of those cards that is about how one graduates in a holistic manner, meaning that one in their mind, in their head, in their heart, in their spirit, there's this advancement, where one takes this growth spurt within themselves, and they attain a new level. In my deck that I use, the Wizard's Tarot, there's a Hebrew symbol or alphabet that represents Shin, the sacred fire. There's a bird, the phoenix, the bird that reinvents itself, that regenerates itself. But it's about how, one can take their experiences and allow for this graduation of self. And again, hopefully it's like a complete integration of self that goes up and, becomes anew. That our experiences and all, they can certainly, kind of take us to a new level within ourself. And, do we fight it? Do we fight that change, or are we along for the ride? I tell people that growth itself can be uncomfortable. It's like we're being stretched within. It's like, maybe our mind has to wrap around some new concept or some new way of seeing ourselves, of being, in a state of disbelief about it. It's like, no, I can't be that person. No, I can't possibly, aspire to that because, I just don't see that for myself. Or, I'm way too, I'm too shy, right? I couldn't do that, because that would mean that I couldn't use that excuse of being too shy anymore. If I become like a, someone who becomes like a, let's say, a public speaker, that, I'm much more comfortable just, being in my shy place. And I can't see that. I certainly don't want to get out of my own comfort zone. I laugh only because I've been that person too. I've seen myself in like ways that were like, I'm just like, I'm best in the studio as a musician or an artist, and just put me in the laboratory. But I have no desire to go out into the world and, discuss my findings or, be in that state of like, where you're put on the spot in front of people. And to be able to not just start to change a mindset, right? But to allow for your heart to open up, to be in a place of where, you're willing to be in the present moment. And in every step that you make forward, be one that enacts like this courageous energy. One other thing I wanted to add about that, because I feel it's like an integration, or mind, heart, spirit, right? It's like I feel that our spirit has a blueprint within us, and it's like we can. How we move within that blueprint, I don't believe that everything is just so like slated there, where it doesn't allow for, choice and these options to, that will come up, and we, choose to go another route, or a route that isn't like, one has to go that way. But I feel that blueprint within us, it's like, we see it in like flowers and seeds, that are planted in the earth. And, it's like if we plant a seed that comes from another plant, it's like it's not going to come up as something else, right? Like if that seed is, a flower, let's say a daffodil or a sunflower. Let's use a sunflower because I'm a Leo, and I think sunflowers are associated with Leo. If we take a sunflower seed and plant it, it's going to come up as a sunflower. It's not going to come up as broccoli or a rose. And that's kind of a, like a simpler life form, right? But we also have that coding within us, to blossom in certain ways, in a very specific ways, certainly. But how we operate within that, there is some variation. There's some things that are just set. And that's just how it is. And we can fight it, or we can work with it. But those things that we can move around in, that we're, the variables and all that we get to decide. Those are, places that can be part of that personal growth. So our spirit again can, be encoded or have this blueprint, that allows for us to, again, I'll go back to my situation of being in a more, kind of quieter or, let's say a work environment where, it was like a lot of intense, just kind of one person work, where I was like, creating music or creating art or, but just me and a computer, basically, right? And, it's like that can certainly be part of the blueprint, and yet there can be, like this, change up to where, one kind of either grows into another part of themselves. And for me, that has been, working with people on an individual basis, the tarot, working with groups, allowing for that energy to blossom and to expand, and just find new ways of working with people. So I again feel that, these parts of ourself can have a plan to them. Again, like a blueprint, but they open up, to all these levels. It's like, will there be a part for me down the road where it's like kind of back to the laboratory? Maybe, it's not something that, calls to me. So it's maybe not now. The other card that I pulled was the Wheel of Fortune. So they're both like major arcana cards. And in, again, kind of the Wizard's Tarot, the Wheel of Fortune has three figures. It has, and it's shows like the evolution of a woman's life there. It shows the maiden, the mother, the wise woman. And that is very much about, having the big picture, the notion of the big picture, being able to see, like one's life, where there is, this evolutionary pattern where one is not just going to be the same throughout, and a desire to have that big life, or that rich life, the fulfilled life. I probably tend to use that word more, fulfilled, where one, not only has the longevity, but at every stage, there's the richness of experience that each stage brings. The fullness of it. And, as far as personal growth, it too, like shows where, one is allowed to expand, to bring in, a lot of the components that just lead to a life that is worth living. All right, so I wrote down a couple questions just to explore with the tarot, because I like to, just randomly pull cards and see what they have to say about it. And I feel that, my relationship with the tarot is one of just trusting the process. And whenever I find myself in a place of, like either trying to hold back, where it's like, oh, it's like I couldn't possibly, like pull a card on that, or, I'm just, God, what happens if, the Three of Swords comes up, or, one of these cards that I feel may not have something to say. It's like, damn it, do you trust the process or not? And I find that, when I just let go and go for it, it's just like, it's the cards, they have their say too. And to be able to totally respect the process is to, like, be able to take on anyone as a querent, and look at their own journey, and again, not doesn't matter what walk of life they're in. Let me see what question I want to ask first here. What does personal? Well, let's start. It's kind of starting at the beginning here. So it's like, what does personal growth look like? So if one were just to ask that question and then like pull three cards, I like to pull three cards on it. What does it look like? I mean, first card that comes up is the Nine of Pentacles. And I like to see that card as reflective of creating or it's like the having or desiring the best of both worlds. And usually the card is depicted in some way of a woman who's in front of like a wall or a garden wall or something. I think in the Rider-Waite it's a wall also, but it's a half wall. She's got a bird in her hand, and then another sky, an open sky, and I look at it like that, where it's like wanting the best of both worlds, because the wall that's kind of embedded with pentacles, it represents the things that we have worked towards, the things, the material things that we've invested in, and wanting to live comfortably in life. But the open sky represents the not wanting to surround ourselves with so much that it becomes a trap, that it becomes a prison, that we're just looking to bring about a material gain and feel that that is what will make us happy. Because the open sky, can represent the sky. The sky's the limit, as far as like allowing our spirit, our being to keep expanding, to keep growing, to keep reinventing ourselves potentially, so we don't get just locked down or just held back, stymied, suffocated by having to maintain a certain amount of opulence, so that our spirit doesn't isn't allowed to keep growing, so it's very much about kind of balancing the ability to keep challenging ourselves, personal growth, and yet maintain like a healthy environment for ourselves, so that we're eating right, that we're exercising our the physical part of ourself that we feel like that we belong in the world, but not so much that we feel trapped by it. It's an interesting card to come up for that. Another pentacle card. Again, asking, what does personal growth look like? The page of pentacles comes up. The page being the messenger. And again, it's like the pentacles representing like manifestation or kind of the physical world, the outside world. And this page, I feel it's a card of how it is that we speak of ourselves in a way that look for support from the universe, from the outside world, taking a vision that we have of ourself and expressing it in a way that signals to others and signals to the universe that we're ready to take on new things. I see it as one of, if one feels like they are a healer inside, if they are an artist inside, if you feel that you are a certain type of person within you, and let's say, maybe you don't have a lot of experience yet. If one feels like they're a potential tarot reader, but it's only potential. It's like, what if you were to voice that? What if you were at a party and someone said, "Hey, what do? It's like, "Well, I'm a tarot reader," and yet you haven't like got a lot of experience under your belt. It's like it's still like it's about how we create opportunities for ourselves to, maybe you have your deck with you, right? And they say, "Oh, hey, can you read me?" And say, "Yeah, sure. I'd like that." It's like the difference between that is like where someone may say, "Hey, what do?" And you say, "Well, I don't know. I guess, I mean, I've done like a little bit of like like tarot, or it's like where I read the cards, but I haven't really read them that much, and I'm not really that good at it, but it's like I like doing it, and it's like I think if you get like hear the difference between that and someone who says, I'm a tarot reader and I am still like learning the craft, but I have my cards with me if you'd like a reading. We can see what comes up." I mean, that's a lot different from someone who's not as clear, or they're really like playing down their own inner desire to change things up for themselves. And again, that voice of clarity, of confidence, it's not about being overconfident. It's not about being a jerk, in life. It's about how one recognizes that they can create opportunities for themselves by standing in their own like their own creative desire. I meet a lot of like actors and actresses, I guess. They just all call themselves actors now, but it's like that same scenario. It's like if they haven't done anything, it's like it's harder to like call yourself an actor, 'Cause then, it's like the logical question is like, well, what have you been in, or what are you doing? And if you're able to give voice to it, it's like allow for the universe to hear it and create opportunities. Again, kind of getting outside your comfort zone a little bit, pushing the envelope, looking for that support, that help from the universe. And then the third card I pulled, the Ten of Wands, the Ten of Wands, is the card of burden, right? Of like the weight on the shoulders there. And again, looking at this aspect of personal growth, right? I like to see that card as one that shows us when we're ready to let go of things in order to make more room for new things. I see it like with the wands, like these desires, the passion that's within someone, I guess, looking at my own self too, it's like, there's some things that I've really like wanted to do in life, but now, it's like I'm not seeing where they're really going to happen. I'm not like pushing to make them happen. So can I let go of it? Can I just set it down? So I'm not still carrying it, and then, feeling bad if I'm not getting around to it. Set it down, make some room for something that, I can be excited about and actually, get moving on. And that's the thing of growth, right? It's like, again, I'll go back to my own life, because it's got some good examples of stuff I can let go of. When I was a teenager, I was a filmmaker making Super 8 movies, 8mm, and loved it. Loved it. It was really exciting. It's like back in the 70s. And it's like I would just like do a bunch of stuff, animation or just some live action stuff or spaceships or it was all just crap, but it was fun. It was like a really good creative outlet. And yet it's like the stuff I wanted to do was pretty ambitious, and I could never quite do it. So the when I got bit by the music bug when I was 16, it's like, film just kind of like went by the wayside, and music became like the thing. And so I let it go. I didn't carry it around like, oh, I have to do both. It's just like, okay, what? I'm not gonna like burden myself with that. So I let it go. And then years later, I got like a video camera, which, oh my God, it's like the difference between having a video camera and a film camera was just so like different. I mean, I was like 30 something or 40. I was coming up on 40, I think. And just because, like, when I was a kid, it took like 2 weeks to send film out to a lab, and then come back, from the drugstore, and then you get it. And it just took way too damn long. But the video is instantaneous. And then I also got all this software, After Effects, all this special effects software, and so like all this stuff that I wanted to do with like blue screen and all these special effects techniques, it's just like, wow. And so I was ready. I was ready to just to dive in and kind of reactivate that original fire, the original passion there for filmmaking. And so I, made a movie. And so that was something that it told me about timing too. It's like when I was 13, 14, 15, wasn't to be able to create something that had an effect for others, it just wasn't in the cards. It was just more I was teaching myself the craft, and I was just like immersed in it. And that's okay. I mean, that was I had a lot of fun. But it wasn't until, I could like really put it together with sound and music and all that it was like something that eventually had a life of its own. So, personal growth. It's like allowing for some things that are, don't try to carry too much within yourself. Set some things down, and allow for, new energy to come in and, take you to the next level. I see it all as these cycles of where, we start off with like a kind of a fresh energy, and then we however we take that energy and let it come about so that, we can either see progress or not. But it's like being able to keep these cycles of energy where we keep like putting a new log on the fire within ourselves and keep the excitement going. I feel I do that with Tarot because it's not only, just like an individual reading schedule, which, I enjoy very much. But it's also these areas of challenge, of growth, where I'm teaching a class or doing a radio show or doing an event or a party somewhere, that's like it adds to the excitement of it. And also what I would see as kind of like a challenging type of energy. Okay, so those were really interesting cards that came up with that. And I kind of on the inverse of it, or I want to look at what can keep us from growing. Are there influences that will kind of hold us back, from growing? I think I wrote down a question that is kind of it's a sibling question. It's like, do we ever stop growing? Is there something that can just kind of like halt us, right? So, is there energy that kind of halts the process of growing? So I'll pull three cards on that. And, anyone not familiar with the process, but I'm sure anyone listening to this has got to be, it's like with the Tarot, it's like you're looking at the backs of cards, right? 78 cards in this deck. And, part of that question too is about, even though, something may, like a situation may occur that we feel like we're in a place of stasis or a place of limbo, are we halting a process? Or are we looking at something else? Are we looking at, are we always learning something? Are we always growing? That's kind of another way of looking at it too. I mean, is there anything that stops it? First card, the Ace of Cups. And for me or for this deck, it's a card of depicting a mermaid who's kind of diving from the cup. She's going into this beautiful little pond or lake. And that aspect of diving in, of keep moving, that's an energy of where it looks like one may just always be constantly moving, constantly growing. The an aspect with that card, and especially that card, because I feel that the presenting like heart energy, tapping into like relationships and all that, how we connect with others. Sometimes a person can like to be in just like first date mode, or like love at first sight mode, or the being in a place of excitement. And it can be like a negative aspect if one is just allowing for kind of that initial charge, that initial spark. It's like some people, I won't mention names. No, there's no names to mention. They'll initiate a relationship, right? And they have trouble going to a deeper level. They have trouble like again, kind of getting out of that superficial or first date kind of mode, where it's just where you're just kind of getting to know someone, but it's still kind of like there's just the unknown there, and it's exciting, right? And then as you keep moving through it, it's like if you don't have the capacity to go deeper and to know that everyone has like problems, everyone has issues that they're moving through. If you're just kind of looking for that excitement of the new, but it's like once you find out that, oh geez, this person, is like has a hang up about this or that or whatever, it's like one can bail, one can start to check out. And so I'll see that card, as someone who doesn't have the capacity to create like deeper relationships. It's always, wanting to be kind of that first meeting type of energy. Oh, there we go. There's a good card as far as like looking at what can keep us from growing. And the moon card comes up. The card of hidden influences, of mystery, of secrets within us, and the unknown. It's like what could possibly hold us back, there than the unknown, and what aspects of the unknown, what could possibly hold us back? Couldn't be fear, right? Or could it? Yeah, it could definitely be fear. Holding us back. It's like, it's like the surface when we're able to, just see a body of water or something that's on the surface. It's like, ooh, that's a beautiful thing, especially in moonlight. But then, it's like if you're asked to enter those waters, it's like, oh my God, it's just so dark and it's so, I just don't know what's in there. That's where it can get really tricky. So can fear hold us back, keep us from growing? It's like, what's the opportunity there? If we can see ourselves balking at moving forward, of growing, because we're afraid of what we're not able to either understand or see, or does that have potential to, catch ourselves, to build awareness about our process and allow for movement forward. Where we can start to take apart our fear bit by bit, where we just walk the path there, just maybe we slow down a bit so that we can examine our fear as we're moving forward. Just because we feel fear, doesn't mean that we're imperfect or that we haven't learned our lesson. If we're feeling fear, then it's like we're I mean, it is a natural part of us. But it's about, how we deal with that fear. Do we let it just stop us completely, or do we just kind of slow down a little bit? It's like it can change. I mean, it depends on the situation that we find ourselves in. But it can be just, where we're kind of faced with like a not knowing, and where we can take stock of, the situation that we're in. If we're like walking down a dark alley in the city, and it's like, 1 o'clock in the morning, and something goes, wait, before you keep walking down here, it's like, is there another alternative route that you can go? Especially if you're starting to sense something, right? Is, fear gets a fearful rap, gets a bad rap, but sometimes it is a thing of where, again, it can be awareness of the unknown, and then how we move through fear too. When we acknowledge the steps that we take to get through it, it's like, that's like a can be a powerful moment for us after the fact. I mean, talk about personal growth. How it is that we move through our fear, how we access, our courageous self. It's an opportunity, and to make sure that you're being present in it, so that you're not missing any lessons in it. The Six of Wands comes up as the third card, and it's a personal favorite. It's a birth card actually for me, Six of Wands. I'm like born on August 6th, and so there's like a correlation with the Six of Wands, and a few days around there. Certainly the 6th, maybe it's like, from the I don't know the exact date, so I won't say it, but it's like just, a few days around that area of time. And in the Wizards Tarot, it's like there's a woman who's on stage, and the spotlight is on her. She is getting to the root or her own core, expressing that. And there's an audience. Some people are paying attention, some are not. And it's less about them than it is about her taking that desire that's within and giving voice to it and moving that energy outside of herself. So, personal growth in workshops and all. If someone picks that card, I like to pick on them a little bit. Not that I, would just normally do it. It's just that card. There's an energy to that card because she's in front of people. And, not everyone, but there's some people. And I've noticed that it will actually come to people who are a little bit more reticent about expressing themselves in front of groups. And so I'll have them like stand up and, if they have a statement about themselves that they're looking to transform into, I'll have them, really like project it or, do a little bit more than usual, as far as what I ask others to do. And again, it's like it's about how one can stand in their own power. And especially when we project something, when it leaves our inner being and it travels this road or this bridge to another, this vibration that comes out of us, and it's in the form of words or music or singing, and it's this bridge that connects or has the capacity to connect with someone else. That's a powerful thing, and when one embraces it, when they stand in that energy and they embrace it, then that is a growth moment. That is one where at the moment that they're doing it can be very uncomfortable, and it's like, please kill me now. And again, that card usually comes to people who are a little bit more, a lot more reticent, about just standing up in front of someone and just like, but when you, engage others in that manner, it's like, you're asking to be seen, to be heard, and why not? Why not? One more question. Those are really interesting cards too. The Ace of Cups, the Moon, the Six of Wands, all about like, is there energy that keeps us from growing? And that last one, I would say, if you just hold energy in, if you don't express what it is that you want, what it is that you desire, then yeah. You're not going to grow. You're just robbing yourself of an opportunity to grow. I wanted to ask about others. It's like, is it all on us for personal growth? Is it all on us, or are there other influences, people, are there people or situations or, what's the energy of it anyway? I'm going to take a quick look because it looks like our time looks like, Well, with the Ace of Pentacles is the first card, and that card, it tells me that others can influence us. Certainly they can create opportunities for us. The pentacles, they represent the outside world, the physical, but in particular there's a figure who is kind of outside this little walled area, but there's this open gate, and when one walks through that gate, they can go for the brass ring there. They can go towards the opportunity that's presented to them. But one has to go through, because it's that figure, he looks like he's a little bit afraid. Like he's reticent, because it's like, oh my God, there it is. That's what I'm looking for. But it's just like, oh my God, there it is. It's like now I have to go for that. And it's what I've wanted, but it's also, it's like that fear of success that can overtake us, So he's the one that has to walk through the gate. And even though it's something that an opportunity that's arisen that someone else can be a part of, it's like it's still an internal process of getting through. The two other cards, I just flipped them over because again, just for time purposes, the Nine of Swords, right? The card of fear, anxiety, of overthinking things. Looking at again, kind of others playing a part in our growth, and it's like again, it's getting into a mindset where you're not getting in your own way, you're not overthinking something, you're just that's a card of being able to catch yourself and say, you know what, I'm not doing myself any good by just going over and over and over in my head about this. I'm just gonna step off this hamster wheel, and I gotta like act, And then the Three of Swords is the third card, and that's the swords in the heart. And for me, that's a card of alignment, where the head and heart within yourself, they need to be on the same page within ourselves, so that our action forward is clear, that it's focused, and that we're not holding ourselves back, we're not scattered, we're not at odds with our movement forward. There's a great little strip there on Instagram called The Awkward Yeti. It's on the internet. The Awkward Yeti, Yeti. Look it up. It's like all this adventures of the head and the heart, right? It's like the heart wants to run off with a little butterfly and run off in the fields, while the brain wants to sit in front of the computer and do its thing, And it's just like when we align ourselves, when each has their like an equal voice, where the brain isn't trying to control, the direction that our heart wants to go in, talk us out of, like going towards our heart desire. That's all internal, and that's not something that someone else can either fix or play a part in, for your overall growth. It's like, you're the one who has to do the work. You're the one that, that has to do that. They can create an outside circumstance, It's like someone can say, here's a job, that I've created, but you have to show up and do the work. You're the one who has to show up and do the job, So that's what I see. Personal growth. What an interesting topic. My website, Jason D. McKean, JasonDMckean.com, and go check it out. Thank you for listening to Wizard Talk, and again, I'll be at Kathmandu Boutique Saturday at the community gathering. It's yummy food and drink. the chai. And you know, bring your own plate, your own utensils, your own cup, your own napkin even. But it's a really great time. And there's other stuff. I'll have it on my website, jasondmckean.com. Thank you for listening to Wizard Talk, and many blessings. Bye.